Thank you guys very much. I'm gonna play one more. I wasn't sure if I was going to or not, but I went to the backstage area. I did a bunch of cocaine, and then I was like, you know what, I should come out. I think I got enough for one more song. That song is really, that song is so rhythmic, I can't really play it by myself. I really wish I could. I love the sentiment of that song more than you can ever imagine. And I thank you for your service.
More than you'll ever know as well.
I think about it a lot as I'm deciding if it's going to be Carl's Jr. or In-N-Out Burger, right? And there are people that make sure that I have that freedom and that choice. And no bullshit. You know, there are some people, like I look at the thought of the military and I'm like, fuck that shit, I cannot do it. But the fact that I have the choice, that I'm able to say, fuck that shit, I don't want to do it, is because there are people that go out and do it. And that's amazing. And you all should, like, I mean, you stood up for a good thing. Any other like military personnel in here? Just this guy? Right? Well, I'm not playing shit till you stand up for that guy, because I just play this, I just write songs. You need to stand up for that man right there. I just play guitar. Thank you very much. That's the truth. And for you, sir, I'm gonna play a love song. I love a true encore that is earned, because I was ready to be done, and you didn't seem like you were ready to let me go, so I appreciate it. I love you more than you'll ever know. I'm not quite sure if I want to move back to you, Dana, with your super speeder law, man. I love you.
You should.
We'll pick up the feet.
Yes. I like to go fast. So I would be remiss if I did not play this next song, because it's a... I don't know that it's the best song I've ever written, but it's my favorite song to play. If I don't break a string. So since I have you here, I'm going to tell you a little story. There's so many crazy parallels with you right now. So I have the song that I played earlier, Sweetest Berry, was covered by Wayne Brady, which I thought was cool, weird, whatever. I thought he was talented. He's a funny guy. But he now hosts Let's Make a Deal, where people are forced to say, I want what's behind door number one or door number two. And we all kind of have that moment at one point or another where you're like, shit, I don't know what I should do. I don't know if I should take door number one, door number two. So I was dating this girl, and we were in a point in our relationship where it was like, she had to figure out if she wanted what was behind door number two or door number one.
Door number one.
Yeah. And I appreciate the sentiment, because you're like, you know, am I wasting my time, or is this going to pan out fantastically for me? The problem when I go backwards in time with my time machine was that she didn't let me know that she was trying to figure out whether she should do door number two or door number one at the time. So I just thought she was being sketchy and weird. But she was like, shit. color TV, Blu-ray player, or and I couldn't really help her because I didn't know she was trying to make the decision. But I knew she was acting sketchy and weird, so I wrote a song about it because that's what I do.
That's good.
And you know, she decided she would take a chance on a guy like me. It was completely different from what she was used to and what her family was used to, and you know, when she had her easy bake oven. I wasn't the type of dude that was in the kitchen. So her cries for more space, I just took as being sketchy and weird. But it worked out. So this is a one song that I wrote sort of in the heat of me being in this particular situation. I wrote this song and it really sort of spoke to where I was at that moment, which I wasn't really used to. And fortunately, it turned out great, because even if all the words and the chords were the same, if we didn't end up getting married, I would hate this fucking song. Did I tell you this guitar is really old? So just know this is a true story.